This is Dr. Singh dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patients, first name is Fidelis, F-I-D-E-L-I-S. Last name is Udanoha, U-D-A-N-O-H. Date of birth is 11-28-1959. Date of evaluation is 3-17-2023. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 63-year-old male who was admitted here on 1-23-2023 and readmitted on 2-8-2023. Patient's chart indicates muscle weakness, difficulty walking, dysphagia, and cognitive communication deficits. The patient is very frail and somewhat of a poor historian. He stated that he had quote disc problem unquote. He denied any severe pain, no hostility or agitation reported. He did not know what medications he's taking. He acknowledged that he sometimes feels sad. He reports that he lived independently up until his admission here. He kept on stating, quote, I want to be normal, unquote. Patient did not know today's date. He thought Bush is the president. He did not know the name of this facility. He could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph. He told me that he had 4 children, but he lost one. Period. He reports that he was born in Nigeria and came to United States at the age of 20. Period. He reports that he worked in automobile industry and used to work for Chrysler. Period. Patient is divorced. Next paragraph. No prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations. Period. No history of OCD, PTSD, or psychosis. Next paragraph, general frail. Next paragraph, CHPI, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior outpatient, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, 0, history of prior suicide attempts, no prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, some college, current occupation, used to work for Chrysler, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, 4, 1 is deceased, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, under review, history and habits in the comments, please see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI and save that information. Next paragraph, blood pressure 107 over 59, pulse 70, respiration 18. General frail, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, soft, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, years of confusion, associations, normal thought content, normal perceptual disturbance, none level of consciousness, alert, oriented to a person, place impaired, time impaired, memory recent impaired, attention impaired, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, current medications, no psychotropic medications, MAR reviewed, assessment and plans, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity, without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Patient does exhibit cognitive impairment and seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions. Next paragraph, number 2, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, F43.21. Plans continue Remeron as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of changes in mood, behaviors, or any concerns. Please check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedure, procedure code 99304, under supplemental administrative risk-benefit analysis, check common side effects of Remeron, risk-benefit statements, end of dictation.